This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us, kicking off our final show before the big Christmas holiday. Merry Christmas to you there from the McCullough family. And if you're watching on Biz TV, you'll see there's another family on that the graphic right there on your screen. And that's one of the families that we are attempting to help and hope that we have brought help to. By the time this holiday season really kicks into full swing, coming up for, of course, the big holiday on Tuesday. Now, you'll notice someone put my elf on the shelf, now on my elf on my mic. So I'm not sure if little guy is going to make it the whole time, but we'll see. We'll see if he can hang on. Anyway, welcome. It's good to have you here. Kevin McCullough saying thank you so much. The headlines are kind of what you expect them to be. The government has shut down. I think everybody thought that was probably going to happen. It doesn't seem like people in Washington, D.C. can get along. You know what's interesting about this, though? And I want to make this point right here at the beginning of the broadcast, because we're going to switch gears here and do something that I hope is the capstone of something that we've been working on since the 1st of September this year. And we are so close that we can I can nearly feel it. But it's the scariest part of these journeys for me. Because it's this part of the journey, that last little bit, that sometimes makes me worry the most. But I want to mention something. What you saw in Washington this week on the issue of whether or not the budget that can be continuing in terms of how they spend our tax dollars and divvied up in amongst the politicians and given to the different allocations of spending that have already been pre-approved. You saw incredible dysfunction in the United States Senate. There's 100 senators, and in order to do something to keep the country secure and to just begin the process of building a secure border on the southern border, they need a total of $5.7 billion or something like that to start the process with. And you say, well, $5.7, that's a lot of money. Well, it sounds like a lot of money. But then you go and you look up the statistics of what we spent on enforcing the border last year, and we spent $285 billion. So $285 billion is what we spent enforcing a porous border that didn't have security in place and encouraged people to, you know, kind of, you know, come across the line and not do the thing that they should do, which is go the right way with the legal process. So just think about this for a second. The government, for $5 billion, which is just a pittance of what the $285 billion is, they could begin the process of putting the secure fixed costs element in place that then they don't have to keep re-spending that money over and over again each year. And they couldn't get 49 senators to agree to not thwart that effort. So out of 100, they needed basically 60. They couldn't get one side to yield even just 10 votes. Now, and stay with me, because this has a very significant point. So what happened in the meantime? Well, there's this guy named Brian Kolfage from Miramar, Florida. He's a disabled vet of the Iraq War, I believe, a former Air Force veteran. I think he's had rather significant injuries. I don't know his whole story. But he started a GoFundMe page. And in 5 days, the same 5 days that the Senate couldn't figure out how to get 40 people, 60 people to work together to provide a solution for the American people. Did you know that 5 days ago, one person every 2 seconds, so out of every minute of every hour, every 2 seconds, another person has since donated about $61 towards the border wall over the last 5 days. 5 days, every 2 seconds, $61. And you know what they've gotten so far? He's put in? There's 248,115 people that are working together to get the border wall built. Now, they've raised not the $5 billion, they've raised $15 million. It's considerably short of where that goal is. But look at what an achievement is possible if you have every person that knows that they feel strongly about it deciding, I'm going to put in $61. Now, there's some people that have put in much, much more, and there's some people that haven't put in any. Anywhere near that. You know, I've seen some, they keep them all online. You see, you know, some of them give $5. But the overall means average of all of it is you saw the elected officials completely laying eggs in Washington, D.C. They didn't know, you know, their head from their elbow. They don't know how to do what the people need them to do. And here the people said, you know what? Nah, we're just going to do this ourselves. So one of them starts a page, and then they tell somebody and tell some more people and tells a few other people. And now a quarter of a million people later, every 2 seconds, there's another person giving about $61 going into that fund. Friends, that's an amazing picture. If you think about what's important to us as a people and what we have the potential to do as individuals, that's an inspiring picture. That just grassroots people, just normal people, radically committed to a cause like border security, can go to the web, create a little page, and raise $15 million over the same course of 5 days that you can't get 60 senators to agree to the same thing. Now, how powerful is that? I think that's pretty incredible. And that brings me to what we're doing tonight. Because, and it's a very similar comparison, and I want you to stay with me on this. You have the governments of the world that have looked at the Middle East. And there's been lots of talk this week about the Middle East, the Kurds, what's going to happen to the Kurds, the Christians in Syria, etc., if the U.S. pulls out. And you have the governments of the world that have seen the violence in a little place outside of Jos, Nigeria, where the Fulani herdsmen, radical Islamic radicals, have come in and just slaughtered hundreds of Christians just in 2018. Just come in and just, you know, without any kind of discernment, just killed everybody in their path because they just want to take their land and their houses and their property and their so forth. And you've had the governments of the world look at this and go, oh, I don't know if we can do anything about that. Well, you know, it's a sovereign nation. Oh. So you have all the smart, big government people of the world looking at this and watching those Christians get slaughtered and incapable of doing anything about it. But you know what? Is kind of cool, kind of like with the wall thing. Over the past almost 12 weeks, since the 1st of September, the listeners to this radio show have heard the story and have been calling and have been making that call. And as they have, we have now gone from 0 to 68 of the 82 families that we are trying to rescue be rescued. So we started with none, and even since the graphic that Nick has for the screen right now says 67, but even since then I found out one of my advertisers to my weekday show wants to contribute, and they're going to rescue a whole family all by themselves. So we're up to 68 families of 82, leaving 14 families to go to hit that goal. And friends, I'm hopeful that tonight we could find something in the goodness of our hearts, something in the kind of deepest part of where we're at to say, you know what? It's not fair that those 14 families get left behind. It's not fair that they get left out. It's not fair that they be exposed and left for potential ruin by the Fulani the next time they want to ride down and through. And so my goal for you tonight, friends, is to see this number on your screen, to hear me give the number, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, and to say tonight, nope, we're going to do it. We're not going to wait for the world governments to do it. We're going to do this. We're going to help relocate those final 14 families because we have been on this journey little bit by little bit, and you have been doing phone call after phone call. We haven't gotten to the big, big number yet, but we're on our way, and it's because of people like you that have already given, and those of you that haven't, I'm going to ask you tonight, will you help us? Will you step up and say, okay, we'll rescue one family. There's a couple of different ways you can do that, but the main thing is that we do it tonight so that this Christmas, this year, these families have a safe new place to call home so that they are not butchered and killed and run down just because of what they believe. I'm Kevin McCullough. It's a very special edition of Radio Night Live. Stay with us live from New York. Don't go away.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UnveilingThem.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms.
forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, it's Kevin McCullough, and of course, it is Christmas time. That's what that beautiful shot of Fifth Avenue was, and we have got some people to thank. I'm so excited about this because, friends, this is our night. This is the night where we could bring home the final remaining families that need help being rescued, and it's people like Francis in Salem, New Hampshire, who have given a gift of $125. It's people like Ivan in Rahway, New Jersey, who've given a gift of $75, or Elaine in Rio Rancho, New Mexico, who gave $25. Friends, all of that is going to make even more of a difference tonight, and I'll explain why in just a moment, because we have a very special announcement to make about tonight's gifts. But I want to bring in Joel Vanderspeck, who is the director of CSI USA, and he kind of heads up the operations for the U.S. offices of Christian Solidarity International. Christian Solidarity International, of course, is the partner that we are working with in the Nigerian project. And Joel, it's kind of exciting because to know that we're only 14 families away from hitting that goal of rescuing all 82 of those families that we knew about going into this campaign starting in the first week of September, we have certainly come a long way, but we don't want to leave a single one of those families out.
No, absolutely not, Kevin. I do want to thank your listeners for helping support those 68 families so far. It's been phenomenal to see that type of response. And there's 14 families left, and it's good to know that this Christmas those 68 will be supported by your listeners through the horrific persecution that they faced, and hopefully we'll reach the 82 before Christmas.
Yeah, and that's the goal. Joel, first of all, Merry Christmas to you. Thank you for making yourself available. You've been with us quite a few nights this fall, and it's been worth it, although it's been an uneasy topic to discuss at times. And for people that may be joining us for the first time and they haven't heard what it is we are attempting to, what the problem we're attempting to solve, explain it to us, because you were there in person.
Yes. Yeah, well, first of all, Merry Christmas to you as well, Kevin, and to your listeners. And thank you so much for being a voice for the persecuted, our brothers and sisters in places like Nigeria that we're talking about this evening. And so what happened in Nigeria, what's been actually happening since 2001, is a Muslim group called the Fulani Herdsmen have been attacking Christians, and they've killed over 60,000 Christians. Many people have heard about Boko Haram, but actually the Fulani Herdsmen are about 10 times worse than Boko Haram, but they're not getting any media attention about the attacks that are taking place. So this is completely under the radar, and that's why we're thankful to you for bringing us to light to the people in the United States, Kevin.
Yeah. Well, and as we're watching some of these pictures from some video that you guys shot, when you were there in June of this last summer, the Fulani actually carried out an attack that independent news sources said may have killed as many as 500 in a single series of attacks. And you guys were there on the ground. You were able to talk with some of the people immediately following that.
Right. We were the first responders there, actually. Kevin, we were there when thousands of people were fleeing villages, these Christian villages in central Nigeria. And it was just a scene that people were crying because they all had lost a loved one, a brother, a sister, a mother, a father. And people were on the side of the roads, not knowing where to go, just seeking safety. And Franco Majoka, our project manager from CSI, and I were there to bring the first aid to the people in terms of helping them find shelter and food, and setting them up with a safe place to stay, as well as visiting them in the hospital and praying for them and finding out what the needs are in terms of the medical care.
Yeah.
And there's still people in the hospital right now. We just have a report of a brother named Samuel who's been in the hospital since then, has a bullet lodging in his back right near his spine, and he's in desperate need of sort of ongoing medical attention. He's just one person that of many that are just in desperate need right now. And he's going to be spending Christmas in a hospital bed.
Well, and so, friends, if you're tuning in, you say, "Well, Kev, I didn't even know about that. What does our gift do?" Well, we're asking you to give $225, but there's three components to that gift, and part of what that gift includes is the medical care that Joel was just referring to for someone like Samuel who's in that hospital. But there's a huge need to help people relocate, to get out of the endangered areas, and to get into safe, more secure shelters. Groups of areas where more Christians are living together so that they cannot be overrun by these marauders in the middle of the night. And Joel, that's the part that's really frightening. The people that are in the exposed areas right now, they basically can't sleep night to night. I mean, they don't know if it's going to be their last night, if the gunmen are going to come in firing while their family's in bed.
Right. They've been completely terrorized. I just got a report 2 days ago, Kevin, from one of the activists on the ground who's monitoring the situation, said that area has been earmarked by the Fulani to be attacked again as of tomorrow, starting tomorrow. So people are bracing themselves for what's going to happen next, and they have no protection whatsoever. The government's not there to help them, the police and military, not the UN. They're relying on the mercy of God and just the prayers of the saints around the world. So they are living in fear. We have stories of people that are just ready at any time to just find a safe spot inside their house where they can hide from the attacks of the Fulani. Because when they come in numbers, they come in force, they come carrying AK-47s, machetes, and if they can't get inside the house, they come with the gas canisters, a whole other lot of people, to try to burn people alive inside their homes. So that's the type of terrorization that the Christian community in Nigeria are facing on a daily basis.
Well, friends, it's one of the most compelling reasons why we said we would help accomplish this Christmas. And friends, what better Christmas gift can you give to a family who simply wants the right to live? I mean, $225 will give them the food, it will give them the shelter, it will allow them to relocate, and it'll give them the medical care. Friends, we need to relocate those final 14. We need to get them out of harm's way. We need to get them into the church compounds and the other places that we can do that we've already worked with in terms of networking with people on the ground to have those families moved in there. But it does cost a little bit of money to do that. So $225 takes a whole family from where they're at and helps put them in a more secure place. And your gift makes that happen tonight. And friends, we've got 14 families that are still vulnerable. We've got 14 families that we haven't yet helped, that we haven't yet reached, that we haven't yet spoken for. And so I'm begging you, would you make a single gift tonight of $225, 888-342-1010. If there are threats that are slated for tomorrow or for this week, what better news than that they could begin to help relocate them immediately to get them out of harm's way? 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. $225. It provides the food. It provides the shelter. It relocates the family. It gives them the hospital medical care that they need as well. And there's more stories that we're going to tell you about some of the children involved here. But, friends, it's just this simple. We can change and save lives if we just give tonight. If we can make it a Merry Christmas in our heart by giving this gift tonight, we will secure a family's future in Nigeria where the government and the world has looked at them and said, nope, you're not even worth saving. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. Please go to the phone and make that call. Don't let this evening get away without doing something that you may have already planned to do. You've heard us talking about it September. Tonight is the Make a Difference night. We need 14 families rescued. 888-342-1010. You can also go to csi-usa.org and click on the Radio Night Live.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The blame game between the president and Democrats is heating up as the partial government shutdown drags on. Mr. Trump tweets he's waiting for them to reach out. But Democrats say the White House hasn't reached out to likely incoming House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
The bickering between Democrats and Republicans over a border wall is doing little to ease the concerns of federal workers who depend on a steady paycheck. During an interview on CNN, Tony Reardon, the president of the National Treasury Employees Union, talked about one individual who's unable to pay for his wife's headstone because of the shutdown.
He said that he is brokenhearted over that. That, I think, in some ways kind of encapsulates what's happening to federal workers. Our federal workers do a great service to this country, and to be treated the way that they are is indeed unfortunate.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 boys.
I don't know what your big plans are for this Christmas weekend, but I think that it works about as well. I'll get to that in just a second, Nick. I think this weekend is one of those weekends where it's like the most optimal holiday weekend you could get. Because I knew people leaving Manhattan on Thursday afternoon that don't plan to be back until Wednesday of next week. And you're like, you know, because you always want to like space out, like, okay, which days can I take for the holidays? It's a lot of people get Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and then you got the 2 days for the weekend. If I just like add one vacation day on either side, I could get like 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 days, you know, packed in here. And so this, we are just at the beginning, just at the beginning flush of this long holiday break. That's just this holiday, and then you got the New Year's Day coming up next week. But the really incredible thing about this particular weekend is that you're going to get to spend probably more time time with your family than you have on some holiday weekends. And you might be able to even share some really cool moments. Like, okay, I'll just give you a little insight. It's Kevin McCullough, by the way. It's Radio Night Live. Just give you a little insight. We were this last week, we had some relatives come in from out of town. Kind of unusual for us because we don't have any family within about 1,000 miles of New York. And they stayed in the city to mostly see the city. It was their first time to be in the big city. And so they really enjoyed it. But a couple of times we got together and the cousins were able to talk and meet and have fun. And our little guys were really in awe. They're big guys, and it was just one of those really sweet things. And then today they came back out to the house. They picked up the car, which we had kind of babysat for them while they were in the city, and then we had brunch, and then they took off. And after that was done, it was just me and the kids, because the lovely bride had to go do whatever the lovely bride does on the weekend before Christmas. And we're sitting in the living room, and my kids had said, "Dad, please let us watch a Marvel movie." Now, my boys, they are so into Marvel action movies right now, it's not even funny. And their mom just, like, wants to punch me when she finds out that I've let them see something. And I try to let them see, like, the most, like, you know, inane thing possible at first. And, but today they were asking for the first Avengers, and I was like, you know what, I looked at it, I watched the trailer, I went back and reread the movie guide description of it, and all this, I was like, no, guys, you're just too young to do this. So they said, okay, Incredibles 2. I said, fine, Incredibles 2, boom. And so Dad and the kids, they're on the couch all together, and at one point, my baby girl, she comes up and she nuzzles into her arm, she nuzzles her little bottom into the side of my arm, and she's kind of just scoots herself in between my rib cage and my left shoulder, and she just said, "Dad, I'm just going to stay right here." And you could tell that within a matter of seconds, that little heart had just kind of slowed down, and you even heard a little bit of a deeper breath. And you could tell she was so at peace. And I thought, you know what? This holiday break, I may not need anything else other than that, just to know how special it is to have family at the holidays. And to have that moment of peace and kind of sanctity that nothing disturbs, nothing comes in the way of, right? So I was sitting there and I was enjoying that. And I was looking at the time because I knew that we needed to get tonight's broadcast prepared. And my mind started to think about the 14 families left. And I started to say in my own head, "Kevin, what would you give if you were a Nigerian father tonight to have that same amount of peace and sanctity, that kind of impenetrable bubble for you and your daughter, to not be under any threat of any malinfluence?" And it just brought all back to me why we're doing this, why we're talking about the Fulani herdsmen, why we're talking about the Christians in Nigeria and the persecution that they are under. And it's not like persecution here where we may not get to say what we want to say while standing on a street corner. No, it's gunning them down and slashing their heads off. It is incredibly intolerant, cruel, murderous, torrential terror. Nick, let's thank those people. There's been some people that have given gifts. I want to say thank you to those of you that did. Alex from Lafayette, California, gave a gift of $200. Thank you, Alex, for giving and helping a family. Raja from North Babylon, New York, $100 gift. That's going to provide some shelter and some hospital care. Doris from Louisville, Kentucky, saying, "I want to help relocate a whole family at $225. Friends, it's those gifts, and it's the ones you're giving now. 888-342-1010. That's going to save and change lives. We have 14 families at the start of the Tonight Show. We need to still rescue. We are on our way to getting all 82 of them out, but we have 14 to go. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. Please go and give generously right now. We continue. Joel Vanderspeck is still with me. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live. Don't go away.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. A live shot of Fifth Avenue, and of course that's the Saks store and just the beautiful light display that they have going on there this year. Nobody does Christmas like New York City, but if we could do Christmas somewhere this year, I'd love for us to do it for Jos, Nigeria, for the Christian families that are just trying to you know, secure their right to live. But so we want to thank some people that that have given thus far. And friends, we've still got a very important opportunity tonight to try to bring home those final 14 families. But Gary in Nutley, New Jersey, thank you for your gift. You're helping two families get relocated. Esther in St. Alban, your gift goes a long way. Alan and Carmen in Hudson, New York, you're bringing four families home. So thank you. Thanks to Judith also from Iowa for doing the same. Friends, it's such an important thing. And Joel Vanderspeck from Christian Solidarity International, the thing that, you know, got me all emotional today was children. And the thing that really bothers me about the Nigerian crisis is that children are indiscriminately as victimized here as the adults are. In fact, you've told me some pretty astounding things about the attempts on some of their lives. But the children are not only the ones that are that are being victimized, but they're also the survivors of many of the attacks.
Right, they are, Kevin. When Franco and I arrived on the scene, we saw many children with wounds, either from machetes or from the AK-47s that the Fulani Muslims were using against Christians in those villages. It was horrific. And when we arrived to visit the Christian families inside of the hospital, and the one hospital alone had over 150 children in the intensive care unit that had been rushed to the hospital due to these attacks. And just unbelievable things that were perpetrated against them. I mean, the first families that we met, all of the children were they had gunshot wounds or machete wounds. I think about little Joseph, who was 10 years old, sharp-looking kid sitting there in his hospital bed. And we heard the story about he was in his home, and the Fulani came, and he hid inside the house with his mom and sister. They couldn't get inside the house, so they lit the house on fire with using gasoline. They doused all the front of the house on, put the whole house on fire, and he felt the heat coming inside the room, and he managed to escape. And they then shot him, and they left him for dead. His mother and sister didn't survive, but Joseph did. We met him there in that hospital. And a lot of the children, I would say about half of them that we met there in the hospital, Kevin, had lost one or both parents. And there was instances where kids were sitting there in the hospital with their wounds being treated, and they didn't have their parents there, and no one had told them yet that the parents had been killed in the attacks. So we went from hospital bed to hospital bed, just documenting the type of medical needs that were there for each person, praying for the children. And, you know, we met a number of children that had, machete cuts on their necks. And we found out that the Fulani Muslims were trying to decapitate these children. And, so it was just horrific. And, you know, there's so many of these kids. It broke our hearts. I mean, you can imagine, Kevin, you're a dad. You can't even imagine someone coming to your house and trying to, you know, attack your family. But that happened to hundreds of Christian families just in this one instance.
Yeah.
In Jos, Nigeria.
On the TV screen right now, we're showing some of the aftermath of the Plateau attack that took place in June, as it was recorded by one of the news channels in the region. And it's just carnage. It's just smoldering ashes in ruin with the vehicles trying to drive around and get through. And friends, this is what these children survived. And there are 14 families whose children are still in harm's way. There are 14 families tonight that if we do not step up and say, okay, we've taken care of these 68, but you know, you 14, they need our help. $225 will take care of one of those families. Now, I know that there are people tonight that have the ability to do two or three or four families. We've already seen some people that have done that in that size gift. And friends, it's a combination of sizes. So if you're able to do four families, if you could do something like a $1,000 gift, but maybe your neighbor can do a $25 gift. Friends, both of your gifts are necessary for us to reach all 14 families that are left. And I don't want to leave a single one of them behind, especially knowing the pain that the children have been in and continue to be. How hard is it when you get word that your parents have died for you to just, you know, come out of that shock and be able to go on with life? Well, Christian Solidarity International is there. Franco and the team are there on the ground. They've got the pastors from the churches on the ground. They're ready to help. They're ready to do what is necessary. They just need that resource to help get them relocated and get them into a safe place and get them to the spot where they can get the most effective help possible. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. This is our big push night. This is the night where we say, please, our goal was to do this for Christmas. Our goal was to give these families the gift of being able to just live their lives in peace another year for Christmas. Can we do that? Can we do that tonight? There are those of you watching across television stations across the country. There are those of you listening by way of radio. You may have even heard me talk about it already this fall once or twice, and you thought, you know, you kind of shook your head and you said, well, you know, that's, wow, that's really terrible. I've seen that footage, Kev, that you've played. It looks really rough. Somebody should do something about that. Well, friends, don't confuse the nodding of the head with the doing of the deed. If there are 14 families still out there that are not yet spoken for, that are not yet cared for, would you be one that steps up and helps us tonight? Would you be one that says, yes, I will make sure that one of those families gets rescued and relocated as it pertains to what my family will do? Your family, adopt that family. Just one, if we just had 14 families across America, just one at a time, say, I'll take a family, I'll take a family, I'll take a family. I know it could happen. I saw one family that I know, and they're not rolling in riches, and they did a two-part gift. They did 150 for the 1 month, and then they did 75 the next month, and they've rescued a family because they budgeted it out as their family's finances allowed. Friends, if that's what you should do to be most effective, then do that. But would you ask yourself, what could I do tonight to bring a Christmas to one of these families that are literally in fear for their lives in the plateau plain of the Nigerian countryside? 888-342-1010 is the number. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. If you want to give online, you can do that too. You can go to csi-usa.org and just click on the Radio Night Live logo that's there on the homepage. We continue live from New York. It's a match night. What does that mean? I'll explain that coming up next.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
So glad to have you with us live from New York. It is our final broadcast before Christmas, and as we have been working since September, we are just so grateful for those of you that have stepped up and said, yeah, we're going to help rescue families in Nigeria. People like Godwin in Los Angeles who gave a gift of $25. Godwin, that's going to help supply food and hospitalization and relocation. Norman in Kentucky said, I want to relocate an entire family. So he gave a whole gift of $225. Nancy in Thousand Oaks, California, generous with a $100 gift. That's going to give some needed shelter to a family that is in need of it. But these Nigerian families, the only reason that they're in danger is because they are Christians. Joel Vanderspeck is with me from CSI. And Joel, it's a wonderful thing to think that that people here in the United States see the injustice of what's happening there on the ground in Nigeria, and they are responding even when the world governments are choosing not to. Did we lose Joel? I think we lost Joel. Well, we'll work on...
Here I am.
Sorry. Oh, there you are.
I got on there. Thanks. Sorry about that. But yeah, I would say that you're right. The response of the international community has been pretty much nothing. I mean, there's not been any help from other governments or the UN, so it's only Christians on the ground, CSI and we're first responders in the situation,
right?
Bringing the food aid and the medical treatment and shelter for these Christians.
And it's so vital. But friends, here's the neat thing. So we've been chipping away at this since September, and we are 14. We are 14 families away from completing the task. And what we have in the next hour, as we are closing out this hour, we have a match hour, which means that some advertising friends of mine, some people that you know, some people that supply products that you've heard me pitch and say, hey, you should try this and you should do this because I use it myself, etc. They have pooled together and they have said that every dollar we can raise in hour two of tonight will be matched dollar for dollar. So friends, it's just this important. If we can get as many people that can give any size gift, it will be matched. And what that means is that more of those families, those 14 remaining families that we had when we came on the air tonight, they will be rescued and given a new chance at life, a brand new year, a brand new year of life as a Christmas gift to them from those of us here at Radio Night Live and from the audience that is watching and listening tonight. So friends, I'm going to ask you already now, start thinking about what you can give in this final hour. And whatever you can do, we just know that you've got really good people like the people behind My Pillow, and people that are supplying mortgages, and people that are supplying supplements for your diet, and some of the energy drinks that I talk about. They have come together. They formed a coalition of matching funds, and we are going to match dollar for dollar every family that we can rescue in hour two tonight. But we can't do it without your help. 888-342-1010. Go and make your plan to do it right now. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. Hour two is on the way. It's Radio Night Live. I'm Calvin McCullough. We're live from New York. Wishing you a Merry Christmas.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.